Well, good morning. Good morning on this sort of sunny Sunday morning. Welcome to those of you who are watching online now or maybe during the week some other time. Hi to you. If you're watching on the screen, you won't see that it's a cafe church style setting with the people sitting around tables. And that's always a slightly different feel to it, isn't it? Because you're not sitting looking at the same, or the backs of the heads of the same people. You might be looking at the faces of some people a bit more. Always a bit different. I hope it's not too unsettling for you. I'm reminded that some church pastors and ministers say that their role has two parts. The first is to comfort the afflicted, and the second is to afflict the comfortable. But remember, this is intended to be a bit more relaxed than our usual experience of worship often is, which means you can move around more freely. You can help yourself to multiple cups of tea and coffee and bring them in and drink them during the next hour or so. And you can nibble at the bits of food that you may or may not have on your table. And if you didn't, go and pinch a bit off some other table. Oh, sorry. Ask if you can borrow, eat some of theirs. Sharing's good. Good Christian attitude, isn't it? Now, we're going to begin with the notices. And the notices are that if you've been reading your grapevine that you got emailed to you, then you would see that the notices are already there, and you would, of course, having read them, you've been able to take them in. But just to remember, if you haven't, we'll get one on the way out and read it over lunch. A couple of things. Operation Christmas Child, there's some information about that in there. And a reminder that most of the usual things happen. Although Home Aloners happens on Tuesday at the Aussie Inn. Let Bob Manson or Bob Stone know if you haven't already done so they can do the numbers. Otherwise, those usual Bible studies, like the Wednesday one, afternoon one is happening again with Richard, yeah, and Sue, yeah. So that's happening. And in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks' time, can't remember now, on the 21st of September, the sausage rolls with the jazz bandits on a Sunday afternoon. Another little happy, joyful thing to support Pantry 152. Would you believe that today is the last day of winter? Woo! Spring starts tomorrow, so you'll have a spring in your step when you get up in the morning. It might be a while before it warms up too much, and the showers are still coming all week, maybe. But if you haven't read the front of the grapevine, then you may not have read that the theme of today is joy, which is Karen's middle name, by the way. And as somebody else, where's Joy? Eric, oh, down the back, there she is. Yeah, yeah. And so joy is the theme, not about those two women, but about the way that you get a spring in your step and a smile on your dial, and you are able, as we sing some joyful and slightly more up-tempo songs. And the Vines Angels are going to help with our singing this morning, so for the first three songs. So could I invite them to come out, please? Ladies, and they will sing the first verse, and we will join in with we all will join in with the second and subsequent verses. So that's how that's going to work.
You ready?
Are you ready? Smile on your face.
Come.
got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart.
And you got the right idea of staying seated, because it is rather awkward when you stand up there. So thank you, angels. Okie dokie. When you've got your coffee, come and sit down and we'll carry on. Let me say a prayer. Loving God, today we rejoice that we can worship you in freedom and truth. We can celebrate together, we can share our joy with others, and we can let our faces show our delight in what you've already done for us as we smile. And through your Holy Spirit, fill us with a fresh and joyful faith. May our gratitude to you be seen on our faces as we proclaim Jesus through our love and joy and peace and goodness, faithfulness, kindness and mercy. So come to us, Jesus, and set us free from the things that are holding us back. Help us to see what those things are and to let them go. And if we've said or done something that we regret, forgive us. If there's something we've not said or not done that we regret, forgive us. For the good news of grace is that in Christ we are forgiven. And may the depth of our joy in Jesus be seen in our lives. May it be seen through our love for others. And may it continue to shine as we live lives that are becoming more Christ-like, day by day and hour by hour. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we'll sing another song.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Different faces, different races, He made us one. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Loving one another with the love that He gives. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Changed our tears of sadness into rivers of joy. Jesus turned our sorrow into a dance.
Were we going to go somewhere else?
No, no, no.
Did you want to do it again?
No, that's it. That's it. It's always interesting when you change the tempo during a song, because you never know, have you started off too slow or too fast? And do you finish? Have you finished fast enough or too fast?
And I never know where my hands are going to go.
It's a tough life sometimes, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I'm going to read the Bible. And the Bible readings, there are three this morning, but they're not very long. So just imagine that I'm Rob Fudge, who's unfortunately a bit unwell this morning. But just imagine I'm Rob. That's a worry, isn't it, Mel?
Terrifying.
The first reading is from Galatians chapter 5, selected verses beginning at verse 13. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love, become enslaved to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbour as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And the second reading is from John chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And the third, last three verses go from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I hope that you have seen that there are pencils and paper on your table, because what have you thrown it away already? This theme of joy and thanks for where is he, Ian, and the rest of the musicians and the singing. What were they called? Oh, the angels. Angels. Yes. I'm not going to give you lots of examples of joy from my readings or study or anything like that. You are going to write some of them down and you're going to share them with each other, and there'll be a little bit of a chance to share some things with everybody. In theological college, one of the most daunting tasks that we had to endure was sermon class, where once a week in the chapel service, a student was rostered to preach, and the rest of the student body and the academic staff assessed the sermon, and when they met later that same day, the critiques came out, some of them more kindly and gracious and Christian than others. I remember vividly my first sermon in sermon class. This would have been in 1967. And I preached on the theme of joy. And like every young preacher, I thought I did a fairly good job. I learnt later on, that it was good when you were preaching to just check on what the principal of the college was doing. If he always sat up the back, and if Dr. Hunt was dismantling his biro and putting it back together again, it was a bad omen. The student who critiqued my preaching that first sermon on joy responded by saying, if we all had the joy that Malcolm talked about, we'd be locked up in a padded cell. So I didn't preach that sermon again. And joy is an enduring state of well-being, grounded in our faith and our relationship with God. And as you would have seen and heard in the readings Ian just presented to us, in the scriptures, joy features often. Please write on your piece of paper something in your life, in your recent life, that has given you great joy. Something that has given you great joy. And when you've written that down, when everyone in your table has written that down, just talk, share it with each other. Well, you're in a bit of a joyless spot there, Jenny. Can you join with somebody else, or we can't have you sitting out there like a pigeon on a post. Thanks, Ian. All right, just talk to each other about what you've written down, something that's been a really joyous experience for you recently. Tell each other. Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there because we've got a lot more to do. How do you stop them? Right. Now, I want you to write down something special that you have just learnt. Write down something special, something important that you've just learnt in this discussion that you've been having. What have you just learned that's important? Important to you. It doesn't have to be important to everybody. Now, Ian's going to help me. How about you start on that table over there? Somebody on that table back there, give you the mic and tell us what you have learned. Yeah, somebody in that table.
I think I learned that the others on the table, some other people on this table, had the same thoughts as I did.
Yeah.
So our thinking and our things that gave us joy were on the same track.
Right, so there was a similarity in experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With you and your with joy. How about we jump over to these people in the middle? Someone share what you've learnt in that discussion.
The importance of family, or relearned, refreshed.
Yes.
And obviously home sweet home for Bob.
Yes. Bob.
Sharing with friends round the table here and my joy in being back with you crew again after time at hospital.
Yes. You've spent so much time in hospital, haven't you? Right, somebody over here, Ted, he'll be weeping in his old uniform if he doesn't get to say something.
Whilst we all realise how much joy our families give us, I've personally just realised that I can focus on the joyful things in my life rather than what's going on around in the world.
Thanks, Ted. And we'll have a last one. How about down this table of the elite down here?
I wrote on, as I was doing it, about how the importance of connecting with people.
Yeah. No one's going to speak.
I found out that my neighbours just had a big birthday. Did everybody else know that?
Oh, Bill's had a birthday. Good on you, Bill. Happy birthday. Okay. How many people with the name Joy do we have here? Yes, a first or second name, Joy? Sue, yes. Do you know any women by the name of Cara? Cara. Mm. It's from the Greek Cara for joy. Okay. Next exercise. Write down, if you can, one of, if not the, experience of greatest joy in your life. What was the greatest joy you've ever experienced? And when you're ready, share. Share with each other. The greatest joy you've ever experienced.
Oh,
thank you. Okay, I've heard some laughter, so somebody's sharing something pretty important. Ian, please pick a... Well, start over here, this one, this small table in it. Greatest... Let's hear some of those great experiences. Sharon, sorry.
Sorry. Because I can't have children, the greatest joy I had is when I became an auntie.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
My greatest joy was the day I left Canada and left my family behind. So I was able to come here and discover who I really was and what my life would be like. And my husband saved my life by coming with me.
Oh, right. Very special.
My husband saved my life too. So that was a great joy. I was 5 months, I had my son 5 months prem, and I was told that I may have oxygen deficiency and my son may never go to a normal school. And he's a lecturer at university and a landscape architect and does all these projects all around Australia.
So. Oh, wonderful. Ian, can you head up to that back table? I don't think we covered them yet, please.
This still comes to mind, and I can tell the sermon I preached. The greatest joy was the birth of my first son, and that day I preached on unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Oh, terrific, terrific. Anyone else on that table like to share?
And my greatest joy has been alive to see my great-grandchildren being born by the grace of God.
Wow, yes. How many people here have great-grandchildren? There's quite a bunch of us, isn't there? No, not dogs. proper people, great-grandchildren. Great. Isn't it wonderful to be a great-grandparent? Yes. Someone over here, up there in Sandy's table, please.
This is one really different. Our grandson, actually is the youngest one of four grandchildren. He signed a contract to play for Detroit Tigers Baseball Club in America. He signed the contract for 7 years, so we'll be saying goodbye to him. A bit sad, but happy for him. He's worked his whole 17 years of his life learning to play baseball, so he's going to be wealthier than all of us.
Thanks, Louise. Yes. All right, we're going to think along a different track now. I want you to think of something that has given you great joy, but you can't do that anymore for any one of a number of reasons. I'll give you an example. I grew up as a little kid enjoying making noises, you know. And I really wanted to play the trombone. And eventually I got to play the trombone, and it was a great joy to me until my audiologist said to me, "Malcolm, you've already had surgery to correct deafness. I don't think it's a wise thing to go on playing the trombone." And so I had to sell my instrument. And when I hear a trombone playing today, I have a very similar response to seeing a Samoyed dog, which is my favourite dog in the whole world. And so I just enjoy somebody else playing the trombone. So write something that you got great joy out of but you can no longer do. There's not so much conversation going on. Is this a bit of a challenge? Well, looks like Dennis wants to tell us something. He's bursting, just about bursting out of his seat.
As I said, spending time with my father, he was a wonderful man.
Mm. Yes. Yes, so a wonderful parent who is no longer alive, and we can't make that connection anymore. And we would all have had that experience of someone with whom we have had a deep love relationship, and that's been broken by death. And we can't change that. But do you still have a joyous experience remembering Dad? Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Anybody else wants to share? David.
It took me a while, but it did come to mind. Mine is running. I in my younger days, I used to run. I was a boundary umpire and played football, played basketball, and all those kind of sporting activities, which I can no longer do, although I can walk still.
Yes.
That was mine too, David.
Yeah. Table over here. Which table? We haven't had that little table up there yet.
Yeah. Haven't had. Yeah, there. Okay.
I had to surrender my driver's license some time ago. I won't tell you how long ago, but I used to enjoy driving people mad, driving buses for tourists who came to Adelaide. But I realised that I just wasn't capable enough to drive vehicles anymore. So I'm not sad about that, really. It was a good thing, perhaps, for people on the road.
Yes. So many of us are in that age group or getting to that age group, aren't we, where our licence may need to be handed in. Oh, well, after Ian...
We did caravanning for many, 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 many years, travelled all around Australia. When we see things, programs on TV, we say, oh, yeah, we've been there. Oh, yeah, we've been there. We sold the caravan in 2018. That was the last caravan we had. But, yeah, just had a wonderful time travelling in the caravan.
Yes. Judy and I are heading off in the caravan in a few weeks' time, and we've been caravanning for 62 years and we want to keep going, but it will end.
This is something that is still occurring for me in the realm of joy, but I know one day I'll have to let go of it, and that is the whole realm of music in my life and guitar playing and singing and songwriting, and it brings me enormous joy. But I know the time will come when I'll have to let go of it.
Yeah, yes. And if we can know that this loss is coming, such as music and sport and driving, etc., we can prepare ourselves. How many of us have had the experience of a family member saying, I can drive as well as I did 60 years ago? Yes. And sometimes they prove that with disastrous results. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What is your most joyous place to be? What is the most joyous place for you to be? Your happy place. All right. Have you had a chance to share that with each other? Pick a table, any table, Ian. Okay, Bill's got something to share.
To be honest, my most joyous time is actually in worship and when I'm playing too.
Your most joyous place is worship, right? Thank you.
There's a table over there that's quite animated, aren't they?
Yeah.
My most joyous being in church with my church family and being home.
And being home, yes. Yes. Anyone else like to share your most joyous place?
Okay, all right. I'm a bit of a homebody. I love being home, but we love going away in our motorhome as well, travelling all around the place, and what a wonderful country we live in. How fortunate are we to be able to get around and travel.
Yes, thanks, Wendy. Okay. I think I better make this the last one, or we're going to run out of time if we haven't already. What evidence have you seen that the Vines Church is a place of joy? What evidence makes enables you to see that this congregation and all that it does is a place of joy. And you might think about what joy has come to me because I'm a part of the Vines. Okay, if Ian can pick out two or three people to tell us what is it about the Vines that gives them joy.
It's such a warm and friendly place. Happy faces, laughter, and comradeship.
Comradeship, fellowship, relationship. David McAvenna, do not get in a huff. That's not a joyful thing to do.
I find networking and singing with Vines is very much enjoyable. I love that every time.
The music.
Here's one for you, Malcolm. We add a lot of joy brings to us because you're taking the sermon and Beryl suggested that. Having Malcolm Bottrell doing the sermon.
Thank you very much. I could say, sit down, McAvenna. I could say, quite honestly, that the time that I've spent with you in the Vines, and will continue to spend with you in a different way, has been not just a joyous experience, but an inspirational one. And you have given me so much for which I am deeply grateful. So,
as a personal opinion, I am the kind of person that if I go to a place and it doesn't come along happy or joyful or welcoming, I won't go back there. And I've been coming here now for the best part of 14 years. And that shows to me just how joyful the people are. And even over that 14 years, people have come and gone. And every time people come in, they're joyful, they're happy, and they're welcoming. And that is really good. And it really speaks a lot to me.
Thanks, Adrian. Thank you.
Last one. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I think our association with Cottage Grove is very important to this church.
Mm. Yep. Yes. We need to get a couple more on this theme. Oh, David McAvenna, I've heard that name somewhere.
One of the things I said to the two Margarets and Chris is the immediacy, if I can use that word, of what's happening in this room right now and the answers that are coming from each of the tables and the people at those tables.
Yeah.
There's joy happening visibly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and it's worship.
Mm.
It is. It's different, but it's worship.
You know, the people who preach the best sermons are the congregations who live out that Christian life in the community. You know, if we have 40 or 50 people in church on Sunday, there's 40 or 50 sermons being preached, not in that traditional sense, but in the lifestyle, the relationships, the acceptance, the integrity of the people of the congregation, that is a sermon that beats all. I get a bit emotional over that because I'm really passionate about it. It's not my sermon that's most important, it's yours. I also have my sermon which isn't a Sunday sermon. This is for all of us. Yes.
Just want to say thank you for the love that this congregation poured out over Bob and I when he was first ill. It's been a long journey and he's back.
Yes.
But what a blessing it has been to have people who just encouraged me through words of faith and love and for Bob as well. And it's just been amazing for us. So praise the Lord for that.
Terrific. Bob has something he wants to say.
Yeah, just short and sweet, but the Vines, I find, a very caring family, particularly in my circumstances the last, or since the beginning of the year. And I appreciate that, and I say thank you to all.
All right. We're going to have to sort of cut it there because we've run out of time, but I'm sure you have lots more that you would like to say. You're going to... No, I'm right. But joy comes from within, doesn't it? It's not a veneer that you can put over the top. It comes from within our spirit, and it comes from the Spirit of God. It comes from the Spirit of Christ. And I've seen more smiling faces in church this morning than I have for a long time. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
We're going to sing a couple of songs. The first song we're going to sing is a bit of fun. Do you remember the butterfly song? If I were a butterfly? Does anybody remember the actions for this?
Yep. But I can't play and do actions at the same time.
That's tricky. But the people in the congregation, if you'd like to do the actions, feel free. And here we go.
One, two, three, four. If I were a butterfly, I thank you, Lord, for giving me wings. And if I were a robin in a tree, thank you, Lord, that I could sing. And if I were a fish in the sea, I'd wiggle my tail and I'd giggle with glee. But I just thank you, Father, for making me be. For you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. I just thank you, Father, for making me live. And if I were an elephant, I thank you, Lord, by raising my trunk. And if I were a kangaroo, you know I'd hop right up to you. And if I were an octopus, I thank you, Lord, but I just thank you, Father, for making me live. For you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. And I just thank you, Father, for making me live. If I were the way we were, I thank you, Lord, that I could. And if I were a fuzzy, fuzzy bear, thank you, Lord, for my fuzzy, fuzzy hair. If I were a crocodile, thank you, Lord, for my great smile. But I just thank you, Father, for making me live. For you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. And I just thank you, Father, for making me me.
And we're going to sing the next song. And the next song is when we're going to ask you to stand partway through. Is that the right? If I'm right? Yes. Yes. And the words say joyful, joyful. And you'll know the tune. But yeah, when I tell you for the last verse, then we'll stand and the offering comes forward.
Joyful, joyful. Like flowers before you, oh.
Let's pray and give thanks. Gracious God, thank you for all the amazing and unimaginable gifts that you have given to your people that enable us to be people of joy. May we leave today in the spirit of joy. May we live each day in the spirit of joy, forever giving thanks for your wonderful blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can be seated. We're going to have our prayers time now. As we come to God with our prayers for ourselves and others, I invite you to pause and to consider this. How has God brought you joy over the last, whatever, hour, week, years? And just remember, joy, as we come towards the close of our service. After I lead you in prayer, we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. So let us pray. God of abundant grace, mercy, peace and love, we thank you for so many things, for freedom to worship, for places of shelter, for a sense of humour that wakes us from our self-importance, and for the myriads of ways that you bring joy into our lives. And we honour you with our worship, and we think today of the people who are doing it tough, feeling perhaps the pressure to conform and to spend money that they can't afford on trivia or on things that drain their joy and don't last. So help us to celebrate with others when they feel the joy of a relationship with Jesus. And God of peace, help all world leaders to focus on the important things rather than be subverted into going after things that feed their egos but don't help feed their people. We pray for our families. Help us to help them so that they also produce the fruit of the Spirit. And we think today of those we know within our families and around the world who are not feeling the joy today because their bodies are tired and weary, are affected by disease or malnutrition or trauma, or are feeling cut off and empty and alone. Bring them healing, bring them comfort and release, and fill them with hope so they may grieve the losses and move on, comforted by your love and grace and joy. And so, God of the world, we pray for peace where there is conflict, remembering especially Eastern Europe, where the war between Ukraine and Russia continues. We pray for those innocent civilians in the Middle East, especially in Gaza, who are caught up in conflict between a heavily armed Israel and terrorist groups, who have seen their homes and businesses violently destroyed, who are feeling the pangs of hunger and famine, and living with constant fear of violent death or of dying from starvation. Lord, we pray that diplomacy may bring lasting peace to these conflict areas and renewed hope so that families can rebuild and find joy and lasting peace. And we pray for ourselves. Help us to recognise and give thanks for signs of joy in ourselves and others. And God of love, encourage us to see beyond the present pain and conflict so we may be renewed in our faith and grow more Christ-like. Help us to build up one another rather than chipping away at their confidence. Help us to smile and not to frown. And yet, help us to own the feelings that we have and not to deny them. Help us to discover afresh the zeal of our first faith so we can rejoice and praise the living God for all that we are and all that we can be. So God, who gives us joy, thank you for life that is lived with the living Christ, that we can honour you joyfully, be strengthened and healed by the Holy Spirit at work in us, and to know that there are yet more joyful experiences to come. We offer these prayers in and through our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Before we sing the final song, I remind you that if anyone would like some personal prayers, then just ask someone at your table or one of the elders or someone will come down the front and someone will pray with you. So after we sing and Malcolm sends us out, go and get another coffee or tea or, and then come back in where it's warm and eat some more food. And then you can go out in joy.
One, two, three, four.
You shall go out with joy, be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, for the trees of the field will not clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. Go out with joy, you shall go out with joy, be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you, there'll be shouts of joy. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands.
I need to share something quite personal with you before the end of worship, and I didn't want to tuck this in earlier, as you will understand. This congregation has been, many people in this congregation have been praying for our daughter Lynn for some time, because Lynn's in remission from myeloma. And she was facing the possibility of a transplant or dialysis. The tests showed that she has no myeloma cells in her system whatsoever. And so that future has changed for her. She's almost through a month away in Germany and Croatia with her little brother and his family. And inevitably, Paul took Lynn up into the Bavarian Alps with beautiful hiking in the Bavarian Alps, where Judy and I have been before. The tallest mountain in Germany is in the Bavarian Alps. It's called Zugspitze. And you get up to the peak by cable car, and there are restaurants built right on, almost on the peak, but you walk out of the restaurant and then you climb up a very short, steep climb on a following a cable, and you get to the top of Zugspitze, and Lynn did that. She'll be home next weekend, and we're delighted. The photos that have come back show Lynn so happy and so... so well. We are thrilled and thank you. Let's pray. Lord, fill us with joy. Surround us by your grace. Keep us within the company of the people of God who love and care for us. Thank you for the many things that we forget to say thank you for. Thank you for today and our focus on joy. And may we go in peace, knowing that the peace and the love of Christ are with us forever. Amen.
You shall go out with joy to the fourth place. Mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy in all the trees of the field. Will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands.